With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. The Montana Health Department confirmed 295 new COVID-19 cases today. 7 more deaths were reported since Friday. Montana's health department says the state is moving into Phase 1B of its COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan this week, which includes those over 70, those between 16 and 69 years old with qualifying health conditions, Native Americans, and other people of color. Many larger counties reported all of their vaccine appointment slots were booked within minutes of posting them online. County health officials say demand for the vaccine continues to outpace supplies allocated by the federal government. Some counties, including Cascade and Lewis and Clark, are creating tiers within the phases to prioritize older citizens to receive the vaccines first. Health departments are asking the public not to call about vaccines to avoid tying up phone lines. Information about vaccine availability is on local county health department websites. The state reports over 57,000 doses of vaccine have been administered since the vaccine became widely available in mid-December. In Wyoming on Saturday, the health department confirmed the state's first case of the UK variant of the coronavirus in a Teton County adult male. Early information suggests the exposure to the more easily transmissible variant occurred locally. Health officials are asking Montanans to remember to wear masks, practice social distancing, wash hands, and avoid crowds to prevent the coronavirus from spreading further. Montana lawmakers in the House Judiciary Committee today heard the first two bills to be introduced this session aimed at restricting access to abortion. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Republican Representative Lola Sheldon Galloway is carrying House Bill 136, which would ban abortions at 20 weeks gestation or later. Republican Representative Sharon Grief is carrying House Bill 171 that would put new restrictions on medication abortions and add new requirements for providers who perform them. Both bills would level felony charges against providers who violate the mandates. Representative Sheldon Galloway.
Montanans can make the right choice today to move forward, to take the ethical position to protect the unborn and give them life.
Recent Democratic governors in Montana have vetoed bills that would limit abortion access, but newly inaugurated Republican Governor Greg Gianforte has said he's anti-abortion. Carolyn Truscott of Helena spoke in support of both policies and said they're steps in the right direction to ban all abortion.
Abortion should be unthinkable.
About 15 people spoke in support of the bills during their first hearing Tuesday, including those representing the National Susan B. Anthony List and the Montana Catholic Conference. Representatives with Planned Parenthood of Montana and Montana Women Vote spoke in opposition with a handful of others. Greg Dorrington with the Montana Medical Association said the MMA doesn't normally take a stance on abortion legislation, but House Bill 171 would legislate medical practice and the organization opposes it.
Physicians, through their extensive training and education, are the ones who are most qualified to treat patients based on their individual circumstances, consistent with the standard of care and their professional medical judgment.
Kelson Young with the Montana Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence also spoke in opposition.
Trust women. Empower us. Give us choices. Allow us to make the decision that is right for us and our families.
The House Judiciary Committee will hear 2 more bills that would restrict abortion Wednesday morning. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte today announced his pick for State Health Department Director. Kevin Trevlin reports for YPR News.
Gianforte tapped Adam Meyer to lead the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, which manages Child Protective Services, the state Medicaid program, and various other programs for low-income Montanans. Meyer led Kentucky Health and Family Services from May 2018 to December 2019, according to a news release. During that time, the state tried to implement expanded Medicaid rules that would have required some enrollees to work, go to school, or volunteer for at least 80 hours per month to keep their coverage. The requirements were blocked by a judge, then rescinded by recently elected Democratic Governor Andy Beshear in 2019. The Montana legislature passed similar Medicaid expansion work requirements in 2019 that are awaiting federal approval. Meyer also served as Deputy Chief of Staff for former Republican Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Mary Auld.